The World Meteorological Organization has reported that last year tied for the hottest year on record, and future warming depended on action to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The first 10 years of the millennium proved to be the hottest decade since records began in the 19th century. Omar Badur is responsible for global climate monitoring at the WMO. He says everyone has a role to play in reducing the effects of climate change.
This new report that's just been released, last year tied for the hottest year on record. What is that saying to you? Would it seem to confirm a long-term warming trend?
Actually, if you remember, in December, WMO has released its advanced press release on the annual statement of the global climate. At that time, we say that 2010, based on the data up to October, is likely to be among the three warmest years. So this is why WMO today has confirmed that 2010 ranks as the warmest year on record. However, it's not very easy to make a conclusion that an individual year warming or breaking of record is solely a result of climate change. Because there are other factors that might have something to say about this variability. However, if we add 2010 with the previous years, we can say that we are in the trend of global warming. In such way, for example, the 10 warmest years have all occurred since 1998. And also the decade 2001 to 2010 is the warmest on record, which means it's warmer than the 90s decade, which is also the warmer than the 80 decades. So based on long-term variation of the global temperature, we are in a trend of a global warming.
How difficult or easy is it to monitor this? I mean, how do you measure this?
Yeah, this is really a technical issue. So WMO coordinates the observing systems around the world. In each country, we have a number of weather stations which collect routinely and regularly various parameters, including temperature, precipitation, wind, humidity, etc. All this data follows WMO standards in terms of collection and dissemination and exchange. We have expert laboratories around the world, or expert climate centers around the world, which have the expertise to digest all this data and put them into analysis so that we have a clear indication about the temperature on a global scale, not only on individual station scale. So the measure of surface temperature is actually an analysis which made happen all this observation measurements from land, ocean, and even from satellite together put into an analysis methodology. And this is methodology which give us as output the global average temperature each year of the planet.
You mentioned global warming there, and I just wanted to come to the words greenhouse gases. How much are greenhouse gases responsible for this?
The greenhouse gases naturally exist in the atmosphere. For example, CO2, carbon dioxide, is responsible for 60% of what we call energy balance of the planet. And CO2 has increased about 38% since the beginning of the industrial period. In the beginning of the industrial period, it was a value of 280 parts per million, which is a physical unit, and now it's about 388 parts per million. So there is a clear indication that CO2 and other greenhouse gases like methane, like nitrous dioxide, have increased since the beginning of the industrial period. So all these have contributed to keep and even increase the temperature in atmosphere.
With that in mind, what about different countries, the international community's role in trying to limit greenhouse gases? Obviously, if this is a problem, it's something that has been looked at, but obviously something that needs to continually be looked at.
Yes, this is exactly what the international community are focusing now, is how to make sure that the CO2 concentration atmosphere does not go beyond a level whereby the global temperature will keep increasing in the next decades. So even now, if we stop now the greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere, global warming will still continue, but at less extent. Otherwise, if we keep putting more CO2 in the atmosphere. So all international community are working together, and I hope they will conclude some agreement sometime so that the greenhouse gas emission into the atmosphere will be kept in such a way the global warming will not be damaging and devastating.
Do you think statistics that you work on like this are a wake-up call to countries and even people in general to think about greenhouse gas emissions, to think about what they're putting into the atmosphere?
It's first a political decision to be taken. Then from that political decision, there will be a breakdown of this policy down to the society. And every individual in the society should keep in mind that all actions that we are taking, that switching on and off electricity, computers, internet, cell phones, all these equipment that around of us are consuming energy. And energy, most of it in developing countries and many other countries, comes from fossil energy, which means that putting more greenhouse gas in atmosphere any time you switch on a computer or cell phone or lights or etc. So it should become an educational matter in the future for the generation. So first is political decision to be made to stop increasing greenhouse gas emission. Then educational level to all components of the society to follow these political decisions.
Finally, just with regard to the future, does it depend on all of us to really help in cutting greenhouse gases? Can it help to reduce greenhouse gases if everybody plays a part? Can the future be brighter?
At least it will be less damaging. Because if we continue on the current trend, by the end of this century, we might come up with a value of the global temperature which will impact many aspect of our lives, from polar ice, which can make some Iceland disappearing, erosion over the coast, and Arctic ice depleting, and many, many other influences, such as, for example, the extreme heat waves, which cause a lot of damages, ice loss, and flooding, droughts. So, at least if we keep at a certain level, all these extremes and their impact will be less than expected if we continue on the current trend of gas emission.